This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of July, 2024. Essence, sweet children, Baba has come to give you the jewels of knowledge to speak a Merli. This is why you must never miss a Merli. If you do not love the Merlis, it means you do not love the Father. Question. What is the best character of all which you imbibe through this knowledge? Answer. To become viceless is to have the best character of all. You have received the knowledge that this whole world is vicious. To be vicious means to be characterless. The Father has come to establish the viceless world. Deities have viceless characters. Your characters are reformed by having remembrance of the Father. Om Shanti. Children, you must never miss this study. If you miss this study, you will also miss your status. Where are you, sweetest spiritual children, sitting? In this godly spiritual university. You children are aware that you are admitted to this university every 5,000 years. You children also know that the Father is your father, your teacher, and your guru. In fact, the picture of a guru is separate. A father's picture is separate. And a teacher's is also separate. But there is only one image of that one. But in fact, it includes all three. That is, he becomes the father, the teacher, and the guru. These are the three main relationships in the life of a human being. That father, teacher, and guru are all one and the same. He himself plays all three parts. You children should have a great deal of happiness while understanding each aspect. And you should all bring many others here and have them admitted to this Trimurti University. Those who study at a university where a good education is given would recommend it to others. Come and study at this university. You will receive good knowledge here and your character will also be reformed. You children also have to bring others here. You mothers have to explain to other mothers, and the men can explain to men. Just see, that one is the father, the teacher, and the guru. Each of you should ask your heart whether you explain it in this way or not. Do you sometimes explain to your friends and relatives that one is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and the Supreme Guru? The Father is the one who makes you into supreme deities. The Father does not make you into the Father as he is, but he makes you similar to himself in praise. It is a father's job to give sustenance and love, and so you definitely have to remember such a father. He cannot be compared to anyone else. Although it is said that you receive peace from a guru, that one makes you into the masters of the world. No one else can say that he is the father of all souls. No one knows who the father of all souls can be. There is only the one unlimited Father, whom all Hindus, Muslims and Christians, etc., refer to as God the Father. The intellect definitely goes towards the incorporeal one. Who said this? The soul said God the Father. Therefore souls must surely meet him. If you simply call him your father, but have not met him, then how could he be your father? He fulfills the desires of the children of the whole world. Everyone desires to go to the land of peace. Souls remember their home. Souls have become tired in the kingdom of Ravan. In English too, it is said, O God the Father, liberate us. Having become Tamapratan while playing their parts, everyone is to return to the land of peace. First, you come down into the land of happiness. It is not that when you first come, you become vicious. No. The father explains, this is a brothel, a kingdom of Ravan. This is called the very depths of hell. There are so many scriptures in this world, particularly in Bharat. There are so many books of studies. All of them are going to be destroyed. The gifts that the Father gives you can never be burnt. They are for imbibing. Things that are of no use are burnt. This knowledge is not a scripture that can be burnt. You receive this knowledge through which you claim a status for 21 births. It is not that the scriptures belonging to that one are burnt away. No, this knowledge will automatically disappear. This knowledge is not in any books that need to be studied. There is the name Gyan Vigyan Bhavan, but they don't know why that name has been given or what the meaning of it is. There is great praise of Gyan Vigyan. Gyan means the knowledge of the world cycle that you are now imbibing. Vigyan means the land of silence. You go even beyond the stage of Gyan. You rule a kingdom again on the basis of how you study this knowledge. You understand that the Father of Souls comes and teaches us. Otherwise, the versions of God vanish. God does not come after having studied the scriptures. God has both Gyan and Vigyan. Whatever someone is, he would make others similar to himself. This is a very subtle matter. Vigyan is more subtle than Gyan. You have to go even beyond Gyan. Knowledge is gross. Noise is made when teaching it. Vigyan, in which you go beyond sound into silence, is subtle. It is this silence that you have been wandering around for. People go to sannyasis for peace. However, that which belongs to the Father cannot be given by anyone else. People do hatha yoga and sit in a pit, but they cannot receive peace through that. Here, there is no question of any difficulty. This study is very easy. You are given the 7 days course. After doing the 7 days course, you can go anywhere. This cannot be done in worldly colleges. Your course is 7 days. Everything is explained to you in this course. But not everyone has 7 days to give. Their intellect's yoga is drawn elsewhere. When you were in the Bati, you did not see anyone's face. You did not speak to anyone. You did not even go outside. You used to go and sit in remembrance on the seashore to do tapasya. At that time, you did not understand the cycle. You did not understand this study. First of all, you need to have yoga with Baba. You need to have the Father's introduction. And after that, you need the teacher. Firstly, you have to learn how to have yoga with the Father because he is bodiless. Others do not accept this. They say God the Father is omnipresent. The notion of omnipresence has continued. This aspect is not in your intellects now. You are students. The Father says, by all means do your business, etc. But you must definitely come to class. You may stay at home with your families. If you say that you don't want to go to school, then what can the Father do? Oh, God is teaching you to make you into gods and goddesses. God speaks, I make you into the kings of kings. So will you not study Raja Yoga from God? Who would not want to do this? It was why you had to run away from your homes in order to be saved from vice. You came and stayed in that batty where no one could see you or where no one could meet you. You did not see anyone for your heart to be drawn to. Although some children do have the faith that God is teaching them, they still make excuses that they are sick or that they have something to do. The Father can provide many shifts. Nowadays they have many shifts in schools. Here, there isn't a great deal to study. You simply need a good intellect to understand Alpha and Beta. Remember Alpha and Beta and tell everyone else about it. People create many images of the Trimurti, but they don't show Shiv Baba at the top. They do not understand that the God of the Gita is Shiva, from whom this one takes knowledge and becomes Vishnu. This is Raja Yoga. This is now the last of his many births. This explanation is very easy. You do not hold any books, etc. in your hands. Each of you simply wears a badge, which only shows the image of the Trimurti. You have to explain with that how the Father is teaching you through Brahma and making you similar to Vishnu. Some think that they want to become like Radha. The urn of nectar has been given to the mothers. In fact, Radha receives the urn of nectar at the end of her many births. It is the Father who explains this secret. No other human beings know this. So many come to you at the centres. Some come for one day and then don't come for 4 days. Therefore, you should ask them, what have you been doing all that time? Were you remembering the Father? Were you spinning the discus of self-realization? You should write and ask this of those who haven't been for a long time. Some have transferred in their job and have to go away. However, they have to belong to a centre. They have been given the mantra, remember the Father and spin the cycle. The Father has explained a very easy thing. There are only two words, man above, remember me and remember your inheritance. The whole cycle is included in this. When someone leaves his body, they say he has gone to heaven. But what is heaven? No one knows. You now understand that it is a kingdom there, and that from the very highest to the very lowest, from the wealthy to the poor, everyone is happy. Here, it is a world of sorrow. That is a world of happiness. The father explains very clearly. Even if someone is a shopkeeper, no matter who he is, it is not good to make excuses for not studying. If they don't come, you can ask them, "How much do you remember the father? Have you been spinning the discus of self-realization?" Eat, drink, and tour around. There is no objection to that, but make time for this too. You also have to bring benefit to others. For instance, if someone is employed in cleaning clothes, many come to him. Whether they are Muslims, Parsis, or Hindus, tell them, "You are having your physical clothes washed, but that body of yours is an old dirty costume." The soul is also Tamopratan. You have to make it Satopratan, clean. This entire world is impure, old, iron-aged and Tamopratan. You have the aim of changing from Tamopratan to Satopratan. Now, whether you want to do this or not, whether you want to understand this or not, it is up to you. You are souls. Souls definitely have to become pure. You have now become impure. Souls and bodies have both become dirty. In order to have them cleaned, remember the Father, and it is guaranteed that you souls will become 100% pure gold, and the ornaments, that is the bodies, will also become beautiful. Whether you believe this or not is up to you. This too is service. Go to doctors, go to colleges, go to eminent people and explain to them that their characters have to become very good. Here all are characterless. The father says you have to become viceless. The viceless world used to exist. It is now vicious. It is characterless. Everyone's character has become very bad. You cannot reform yourself without becoming viceless. Here, human beings are lustful. Only the One Father establishes the viceless world from the vicious world. The old world will be destroyed. This is a cycle. The explanation of the globe is very good. When the deity ruled, this world was viceless. Where have they gone now? Souls are never destroyed. Each one renounces a body and takes another. Deities have taken 84 births. You have now become sensible. Previously, you did not know anything. This old world is now very dirty. You feel that what Baba says is absolutely accurate. There it is, a pure world. Because this world is not pure, they have called themselves Hindus instead of deities. Those who live in Hindustan are called Hindus, whereas deities live in heaven. You have now understood this cycle. Those of you who are sensible understand very clearly that you have to sit and repeat everything in the way that the Father explains. Continue to note down the main words and then relate them to others. Say that the Father mentioned this and that point. Tell them, I am telling you the knowledge of the Gita. This is the age of the Gita. Everyone knows that there are four ages. This is a leap age. No one knows about this confluence age. You now understand that this is the most auspicious confluence age. People celebrate the birth of Shiva, but no one knows when he came or what he did. After the birth of Shiva is celebrated, there is the celebration of the birth of Krishna. Then comes the celebration of the birth of Rama. No one celebrates the birth of Jagadamba or Jagadpita. Everyone comes number-wise. You now have received this entire knowledge. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Our Father is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and the Supreme Satguru. Tell everyone this aspect. Teach everyone the lesson of Alpha and Beta. 2. To study Gyan means to imbibe the knowledge of the world cycle and become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Vigyan means to go beyond sound into silence. Take the 7 days course and continue to study this wherever you live. Blessing. May you be free from ego and constantly experience happiness by renouncing any unripe fruit of regard or honour from doing service. The royal forms of desire are to want name, respect and honour. Those who do service for their names to be known are able to earn a name for a temporary period. But their names go to the back in claiming a high status, because the fruit they eat is unripe. Some children think that in the subject of service they should receive respect. But that is not receiving respect, it is having ego. Where there is ego, there cannot be happiness. This is why you have to become free from ego and constantly experience happiness. Slogan. Swing in the swing of happiness of God's love, and no wave of sorrow will be able to come. Om Shanti.